this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Meantime, there's something else that will make you scratch your head, because you might have heard that the government has mandated that export licences can be at least deferred or delayed or halted if there is not enough gas in the Australian system to create the electricity in sufficient quantities. Well, guess what happened last year? In the last financial year, the actual output of gas in Australia rose by 27%. Rose by 27%. To a record level. Think about that. So we've got a gas shortage, but the amount of gas we produced was up by 27%. Now that comes to oil production, which was actually at a 40-year low. The man who's put these numbers out is Graham Bethune. Now Graham Bethune, who was a long time with Santos, a significant player there at Santos, and so knows about this stuff, is now with the chief executive of a company called Energy Quest, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Graham.
Hi there, Ross.
So the ordinary person in the street, and me included, actually looks at that and goes, well, we increase the amount of gas we produced by 27%, and yet we have gas shortages. That just does not add up to anybody who is an ordinary thinking person in Australia. How could that possibly have come to this?
Yeah, well, gas demand has increased enormously as well. So going back a few years, the amount of gas we exported was about the same as the amount we used domestically, but the amount we've exported is now twice what we used domestically, and that's happening on both the East Coast and also on the West Coast. And supply, unfortunately, hasn't catching up with that, but it hasn't been able to completely catch up because of the well-known restrictions on gas development, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria. Plus some other reasons too.
Okay, so let's go to this. So if Australia ultimately is to have enough gas to fire those gas-fired power stations that ultimately were supposed to replace the coal-fired power stations, are you saying it's simply a case that we're going to go and find more gas? Or is it a case that we could arguably corner off some of the gas that's currently going overseas, as the government's proposing, and try and redirect that into local electricity generation?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a complex issue. I don't think any a major exporting country like Australia sort of wants to restrict exports, but certainly the government has got that option now, and that's a decision they'll be having to make. But fundamentally, it's a matter of finding more gas and developing more gas, whether it's onshore Victoria and New South Wales, or for that matter, offshore Victoria as well, in Bass Strait, where a lot of our gas used to come from.
Okay, but you know about this more than just about anybody. How much exploration is actually going on for that gas that is required either locally or indeed for export? Is there much going on right now?
Well, basically, you can't explore in Victoria onshore. It's very, very hard in New South Wales. And there hasn't been much offshore Victoria either. Public steel oil price fell. But we are starting to see a bit of a tick up in exploration now, both onshore and offshore. But it takes years to have a major impact.
Okay, then tell me as to why it is that the output of oil hit a 40-year low. Why is it that we're producing less oil in Australia than what we have for the last four decades?
Well, again, because a lot of what are called the legacy fields are getting pretty old now, and are past their peak. So Bass Strait, which used to produce a lot of Australian oil, has been sort of doing that since the 1960s. So all these fields decline over time, and the same's true offshore West Australia as well.
So in other words, if we don't go out and find new fields and continue exploration, then ultimately we could dwindle away. But I presume also in the production of gas, there is also the byproduct of condensate, which is almost the equivalent of a very light oil, isn't it?
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so particularly for the West Australian LNG projects like Prelude and Ichthys and Gorgon, they do have condensate with them as well. So as the those LNG projects ramp up, it does supply a lot of condensate and LPG too, like you use in barbecues.
But there's one other aspect of this. If we do not produce oil for ourselves, we are highly reliant on places such as Singapore. And we know already, of course, that our fuel is mostly coming from Singapore. That makes us, from a security point of view, more of a risk.
Oh, that's right. So, I mean, we only really produce a very small percentage of the total amount of oil that we use. You're right that the oil that we, or petrol and diesel, increasingly comes from Singapore, or for that matter, from South Korea and Japan.
Tell you what, Graham Bethune, always good to have you on the program because he's got such a big footprint across all of this information. But think about this 27% rise in Australian gas, but we've got shortages of gas and also a 40-year low in our production of oil in this country. The Chief Executive of Energy Quest, Graham Bethune, thanks for your time.
A pleasure.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.